Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, tasked with the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. In this Monday's message, Bishop Dag will teach you all about one of the four key pillars that make up the work of a shepherd, interaction. Bishop Dag will teach you the importance of interacting and its purpose and necessity in the church. In today's teaching, you will find out the eight reasons why interaction is an important skill to master in order for any church to grow. Learn more about the all-important ability to interact from today's blessed word.
I'm glad to be around, wherever you are. Now, I want you to tell the person who's walking around in the kitchen and all the things they are doing as they are having church, because it's because of the arrangement we have that you can do something like that whilst we are having church. And I don't think it's right. So I want everybody to just concentrate on the church service. Amen. And stop whatever else you are doing. And let's just, the service is just about 2 hours long, the actual service. So just focus and stop everything else. You know, when God strikes out something like interaction, which is what has been attacked by Corona, interaction, that's when you see its importance. It's like everything else, everything has changed because there's no interaction. And you see that when God takes away fellowship, church, a lot of important things, preaching, concentration, everything has changed. So please, for these few moments, I want us to pray the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread. Your holy hands. Thank God. Just pray, everyone. Yes,
Jesus.
Come on, Shandala Baba.
Zora Mayando Bokusha.
Pray, Lord, lead me not into temptation.
Lead me, Lord, into temptation.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Deliver us, Lord.
Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord.
I am down.
down on my knees and I'm begging you, Jesus. For thine is the kingdom,
kingdom,
the power the glory.
Is that
Jesus,
yes Lord.
Jesus,
yes Lord.
Jesus,
yes Lord. Yes Lord. Maravilla de la palabra que son de la palabra. Mangé mamá con patada.
Thank God for answering your prayers.
Thank you Lord. Thank you Lord. Thank you, Lord. Asando paradia, ramaka parada gido barada balabaya. On jam pasali ame.
We give you thanks, Lord. Now, I want you to pray that whatever your needs are in this service,
yes,
your need,
yes, Lord,
your needs,
yes,
will be met.
Amen.
By God.
Amen.
Whatever your needs are,
yes,
needs that you don't even know that you have,
yes,
something you need, you don't know this is what you need.
Hey.
And what you also know you need.
Jesus.
Lift your hand and ask God. Everyone, please, I've told you to stop doing other things whilst we are having church. Just lift your hands and ask God what you need.
Oh, yes.
What are your deeds?
Makabaramandolamama.
Is here,
yes,
today,
yes,
to answer you,
to answer me,
to help me. His grace and his mercy from his throne is here to fill you. His presence will answer. What is lost? What is lost? Will be filled up by his presence.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
His presence.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
His grace.
Oh,
from his presence.
Thank you for your answers, Lord, to answer our problems.
Father, we give you thanks.
Yes, Lord.
For hearing our prayers.
For hearing our prayers, Lord.
You have answered our prayers.
Oh, yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, before we go into a short worship time, I want us to pray for forgiveness of sins. He said, forgive us our debts. The debt is what we owe, what we should have been or done. It's a special type of sin, a debt. So let us pray that God should forgive us. Derek Prince says that one of the most beautiful words in the world is the word forgiveness. Forgiveness. He described it as a very beautiful word. Let us pray for forgiveness from above and amongst ourselves. Amen. Lift your holy hand in your house and wherever you are. Pray for a moment for forgiveness from the Father. Forgive whoever has trespassed against you. Your forgiveness is directly proportional to your ability to forgive.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Forgive us, Lord.
Asking for forgiveness.
Oh yes.
For mercy.
For mercy, Lord.
For cleansing.
For cleansing.
Of wickedness.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Of error.
Matavia vombere nekeshendele.
Manora makabala vombere. Oh Jesus. Of deception. Deceiving and being deceived.
In the name of Jesus. Forgiveness, Lord.
You gotta give
forgive us, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Give us, Lord. Give us this day.
Oh, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord.
And forgive
us. I am as we forgive those that transgress.
Lift your
hand.
Would you lead us, Lord?
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Thank God for His
lead us, Lord.
Thank God for the love of God. The love of God. The message of God. Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord.
Deliver us from all the evil.
Thank you. Mando, come on.
I am down on my knees and
humble. Wow, what a blessing. It's time to give an offering. And the theme for our offering is the devourer and the destroyer are rebuked on my behalf. Amen.
Amen.
Sit down. The devourer and the destroyer are rebuked on my behalf today. Do you believe it? Do you know that there is a devourer? And a destroyer? Yeah. Malachi 3 and verse 9 says, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. So robbery brings curses when you rob someone. And God is telling us that you've robbed him by not paying tithes. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith. This is one of the only places where God says, test me. All right? Test me now and see if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there may not be room to receive it. Amen. Verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Amen. So the devourer and the destroyer are rebuked on your behalf today. Amen. 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 Do you believe it? The devourer and the destroyer are rebuked on your behalf today. Now, when it comes to money and it comes to our financial things, I want you to see something. First, he says you are cursed. So there are a lot of curses associated with money things. You see people work very hard and then they get very little. It's one of the curses. And then you see people working not much and also getting very little. Then you see people working all their lives, achieving what they wanted to achieve, and dying just before they even use what they were working for. Now, curse always speaks of frustration and amazing paradox, if you like, the opposites of what you would think. I remember one time I was in South Africa and I was in an estate, and I was in somebody's house, pastor's house, and then he pointed that house to me down the road, and he said, oh, this house was being built by an Indian or by somebody. And they came to visit, to see the house just before they moved in. Just before they moved in. So he said they were standing upstairs on the balcony, and the man leaned on the balcony and then fell over. Yes, and he died on the last day of the inspection before he moved into the house. And I mean, I know, it comes to my mind, many people who have built houses just before they move in, or they didn't really actually use the house, do you see? And then they died. I have them in my mind like a list. Do you understand? So there's a lot of curse associated with working, with money things. Then you have people that they work. Then when they die, they leave what they have. Or they don't leave it well. And then it becomes a battle as to who should get what. Things don't actually go to people that they love. We also have that. A lot of that. And even in Ghana, there are some famous names. Bachi Mattress and Poku Transport and what? Kojo Sardine. We have names like that. It's a common thing. Yeah. People, all that they've struggled for is shared. Or they work, they don't write a will, and then it's scattered, you know. Or they write their wills in such a way that nobody can use what they've given, what you've given. For instance, you know, I don't know, but all these, I have examples and lists. Yes, that are coming to mind. That maybe they've given it to a number of children or a number of people and they cannot agree on what to do. Or some of them die and then the ones who have died have 5 children. This one has 6 children. So the children off plus the one original children, and it becomes a large committee. And some are in America, some are here, some are there. And they don't care, and they some care, some don't care. Depending on your circumstances in life. Equal to what? 0. Yes. Recently I heard some people were asking whether I wanted to come and get some house in Jamestown. I said, wow. They have fought for years. Yes, because you can't see. So there are many, 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 many things that are like curses, you see, when it comes to money. Then you have those who get the money, but as they have everything they have, they get this, they get this, they get this, but they are not happy. Maybe with a marital problem or relationship problem, which is a common one. Do you see? Or a second wife, third wife, or multiple groups of families, and a lot of unhappiness. But have, as for car, here's a car, here's house, here's this. But as for happiness, no. You get what I'm saying? And many things. If you are abroad, inheritance tax. Here we also have a type of inheritance. They cleverly put it there. You give away 40%, 40 to 50% of everything. It goes straight to the government. If you die, it goes to the government. That's all. So thanks for your work. And you find out that you've been building Pharaoh's cities. Yes, you give it back straight. So if you are a millionaire in England, for instance, you die, you have millions, you give 40%. Is it 40%? It's near 50%. So it's like it's going. Yes. Beautiful. Are you still around? Yes. So there are many, many things. When it comes to money, so it's very complex. And so few people are able sometimes to really. That's why sometimes you find people with little can be happier than people with a lot of things. All right. So whenever I say that, When I come and I say, the devourer and the destroyer, I rebuke on your behalf. You have to understand that it has a great meaning. All right. And there are some people who are always working for something. You don't really know what they are working for. So they never enjoy. Yes. Even to buy a television that is larger than a computer, they don't want to buy. Do you see? Yeah, they're always saving for something. It's marvelous. So the devourer and the destroyer are rebuked on your behalf today. Amen. Amen. Now, that's why he says, bring tithes into the storehouse of God. You see, so God also has a storehouse for his work. And the storehouse is used for his things. All right, and prove me now herewith, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, over the years, I've wondered about this verse. That is it really true? Like, is it really true? Well, let me tell you, what I have found is that if you have 100 people, you have a large percentage of them are liars. And a large percentage of, if you have 100 believers, a large percentage of them are deceivers and liars. This is something that I've found out from experience. I didn't know that. That people tell lies. You know, the other day somebody sent me a text that sometimes she tells lies about this, she tells lies about this. She doesn't now know when she's telling the truth or she's telling a lie. And it is common. It's not as unusual as you would think. So a large percentage of us are liars about money and then also deceivers. We are lying and deceiving and telling the truth. It's almost the same. So you can't even tell. So now we come to God, okay, where he has told us, bring money and prove me. And then you come with lies and deceiving. You know, because human beings, we are so easy to deceive. Do you see? Almost every film has lying, deceiving, traitors. It's part of film, which means it's part of human nature. And we manifest those things on God. So he's just watching. As Ananias and Sapphira came in Peter's time to present a percentage. Yes, a percentage. Have you ever wondered why when people are doing fundraising, it's like sometimes when people want to give a lot, they want people to know and they want people to see. It's all part of the pretense, you see, that people should see that I'm giving, because in reality, you don't give. Yes, in reality, you don't give. Bless God. Don't play games with God. You know, even human beings, you know, they don't like, human beings don't like games to be played on them. Huh? Yes. It infuriates them. Sometimes it's not even what you've stolen. Because what you've stolen, the person could give gift to you. But the fact that it's being stolen, it's like somebody is doing a fast one on, pulling a fast one on you. And is deceiving you. So, let's come to God. Your offering can turn into a provocation. Can anger God. You know, one time I went to Korea. You know, and then some pastors there were doing certain things, and I realized that I was getting near to becoming offended. You know, and I thought to myself, I've come here for a blessing. I should be careful that I don't rather take a curse home with me. Yes. Because I was getting to the point where I would say something negative. And I realized that I should be very careful, because this place I've come to, that I was rather expecting to go home with a blessing, if I don't take care, I will say something and then I'm going to return with a curse. So when you are coming to God, what you've packaged to present to God is not true. You say it's tight, it is far from tight. You say he should bless you, it's something you just divide things and you come and you present. You know, when you watch, the other time I was watching this drug dealer's film, and the guy was talking. He said, "You, I trusted you." He said, "I let you listen to my private conversations." Oh, they put a plastic bag over his head. They were killing him. He said, "And we didn't want him to die. Wanted him to hear how he had trusted." He said, "You, there's something when you find somebody is a liar and a deceiver." You come to God and he's watching you like he's watching on video. And the guy, he was a top man, his main man. But they went to some street and took a camera on the street. They said, "Let's see if this camera has ever seen this man walking here." And truly, when they checked the camera, he had been there before with other agents. So not knowing that he, the top man, was the deceiver. When the guy, he wanted to kill, it's because he tried to kill the guy that he was even caught. So brothers and sisters, when we come to God, let's not try fast ones. Oh, God is saying, the provocations are too many. Let us come for real blessings. Amen. And God will bless us. You know, before Reinhard Bonnke died, he gave me a test. He told me one day, he said, look, I want to share something with you. You know, he said one day he was at an airport in a certain country. And he had a phone call that there's a lady who needed to see him. And the lady really pressed that she really needed to see him before he takes off. So, he said he almost went because the woman was delaying. Then suddenly she came. She said, please, can I sit with you for a moment? So he sat down. What is it? She brought out her checkbook and signed some million of whatever. She said, God told me to give to you to do the work you are doing. He told me, I'm telling you to encourage you. He told me, God is going to do that for you too. Yeah. No fanfare. No big whatever. For people to see. Nothing fake. She said, just sign. I just, what should I write? She said, and she wrote it. Million whatever. Gave it to him. She got up. Thank you. God told me to give you, to help you, your work. No fanfare. I don't even know the person's name. Let's stop being fake. Sometimes you see people, you know, one day, it's not that I have too many things to say. You know? One day, somebody was at a funeral, and people were making it was a big man who had died. My wife was also there. And these people came, and they came on stage, said, we have a gift. You see, but the wife told my wife, she said, there's nothing in it. There's what? And there was, when you open it, was a pure letter. And said, we have brought our donation from here, this, that. She knew them. She knew the people. It's just a show. Compare that with someone who meets you. Say, can I sit with you for 1 second? Just show me the name to write. Here. Genuine things. Not fake show, but there is nothing to it. You know, God doesn't like pretense. So all our showing things, but the behind it is not real. It's an abomination. So that is the reason why this verse doesn't seem to work. I'll pour you out a blessing because it's a group of liars, a group of cheaters, a group of deceivers who are presenting things to him. Half-baked fakeness accompanies most of our gifts. It's true. I'm telling you, you can take it as a prophecy, and if you like, challenge me. Check your own life. Challenge me by checking your own life. Yes. And we see how many of us are genuine and genuinely faithful to God when it comes to money. And God is saying, prove me now herewith, says the Lord, and see if I cannot open the windows of heaven. If you like, be there. And you think that money is not affected by heaven, money is greatly affected and controlled by heaven. Look at what he says. I will open the windows of heaven. What is in heaven is affecting what is happening with your money down here. Enough testimonies. There are many testimonies I could tell you, but they are sensitive testimonies. But I've shared with you already. No need to come with an envelope showing things for people to be impressed. We're talking of realities. No show. I'm doing what God says because I believe in God. I believe that I'm doing something to the Lord. Monkey is in heaven now. You cannot give anything to him now. He has dodged the pandemic and all of our things. Huh? He was buried at the first thing we did this year was to bury Bonnke. That was the first thing we did this year. And the plague started. And then the plague came. Yes? You can't give to him anymore. And you can't help him anymore. And you can't support any evangelism by him anymore. He's finished his part. All those who helped him, all the Germans, the Americans, those of his age group and around his age, all the people that helped him, they've all helped him. They've all gone into glory. And God knows. So let us become real. Yeah. Let's not be, you see, let's not be like as double agents. Spies of the enemy in the house of God, presenting deceptions, and he can see through us like a video. No, it's something. And let's invoke the genuine blessings of God. Lest all the things we have acquired turn into smoke before our very eyes. You know, I was watching these drug dealers on television. One was asking how much it's worth. $3 billion. One was worth $3 billion. He was even the junior. That's how much they were worth. $3 billion. But they were in prison. Yes, they were in prison. One was worth so many billions. $6 billion. Billions. They couldn't even stay in their houses. Not millions of dollars. Billions. But they ended up in prison. And in prison, people had meant their life. They would kill them in prison. One of them was killed in the prison. They killed him in the prison. What is the use of the billions? That's what I said, that there's a lot of curse associated with money. If you don't really... have you heard that scripture before? He and addeth no sorrow. Yes. Because you can get it and then here's sorrow. Mercy. So today I prophesy, predict and declare over your offering and your tithes that the devourer and the destroyer are rebuked on your behalf today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Take out your tithes and give a good offering to the Lord to support his great work that is going on. We have not been asking you for pay for this, pay for that, pay for this, but you yourself can see. Sometimes we show a few pictures. It's just a few of pictures that there are. But it's a blessing. And now we have decided our policies. There will be no missionary without a church building. If we sent a missionary to a town in the world, we will build and roof that building with an office and everything. Yes. So every single missionary that has been sent anywhere, we are doing it. Yeah. We will not let you go there as a missionary and then be whatever. All our money is going to go and put buildings at where everybody is. Yes. Beautiful. People would think that we are Americans, but we are Christians. Hallelujah. Are you not a Christian?
Yes.
So please take your tithes, take your money, and let's stop playing games with God. Stop playing games with God. Let's be, like I was sharing with you, a powerhouse behind the church, behind the work of God. But quietly, there's no need to show or to deceive anybody. It's not about even quietly, but it's the deception. Deception. No need of that. Hallelujah. Pay your tithes. Pay your tithes. Give. Give beautifully. I often see this town here, which is showing on the screen, Palime. You know, I saw it on the map. When I was flying on Emirates, I saw Togo. Palime, Atakpame, Kara. These are the main towns in Togo. Yeah. And I said, I would like to build a church. So somebody is building it. We have not paid any money to build this church. Look at it. You'll soon see it's roofed. Somebody is doing his personal church somewhere and he's building a huge cathedral for the glory of God. Are you not excited about that? Yeah. No explanation, no announcement, nothing. Just doing something. It's beautiful. So please, let's be powerful. If you are supporting Healing Jesus campaign, just pay. Just do it. If we are liars, if we are thieves, God himself knows how to burn us. Yes. There's nothing. It's just we and God. And it's just a matter of time. Yes. If God allows me to be 70, what I'll tell you when I'm 70, you'll be surprised. All right, please send your offering now. You want to give $100, 100 CDs, 100 pounds, 100 of any, like 1,000, and also pay your tithes. If you still have a job, pay your tithes. Don't pretend. Say, oh, we are not in church. We are fully in church. In fact, we pay thousands of dollars for you to be in church like this. Yes. And we are hoping that soon there will be more announcements that will make it easier for us to meet. This meet in church with a mask for 1 hour and then everybody go away. It's not Christianity deeply enough for us. We need a little more deeper than that. What do you think? Okay. That's our holy water cathedral in Togo. Yes, that's in Lomé. See, but it's not enough. We need more of these. More of these. Yeah, more different. This is Ouagadougou. Yeah. Abuja Cathedral is ongoing. That's the foundation. They just started during the pandemic. Lagos Cathedral, beautiful. There's another one in Lagos. One day our church will be one of the largest churches in Nigeria. Yeah. You see, we have so many Nigerian people who think the church started in Nigeria. Douala, Cameroon, Limbe, Cameroon. This is where the fighting is going on between the English-speaking Cameroonians and the French-speaking Cameroon. That's Limbe. So we are there also. You can see that our church is the biggest building in town. This is Yaoundé also. Beautiful. And Abidjan, we are building a number. Those of you who know Bishop Okobote Edokwu is also there building another different one from the one you are seeing. Why should we not have many churches in one city? You have still not corrected that thing. Dubrika is where? Is it the same place? No. This is Guinea? Okay, beautiful. I have not seen it before. Wome, Guinea. Are you sure? It's wrong. Benin, I think. Niger. Okay, this is also old pictures. All right. These are 99% Islamic nations. Yeah. All right. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, have we prayed over the offering? Father, bless them. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Shall not be the same. We shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, as the last trumpet. We shall all stand before the great white throne to receive our judgment for the things we have done, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade all men to serve the Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for your labor in the Lord is not in vain. when the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised. Whoa. And the glory of the Lord shall be seen. Then we all shall say, death, where is thy victory? Yeah, grave, where is thy sting? We all shall say, death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? We all shall say, hey, death, where is thy victory? Oh, grave, where is thy sting? Oh, death, where is thy victory? Grave, where is thy sting? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Where is thy victory? Oh yeah, grave, where is thy sting? We all shall say, hey, death, where is thy victory? Grave, where is thy sting? We all shall say, hey, hey, hey. Where is thy sin? We all shall say, yeah. Where is thy victory? Great, where is thy sin? We all shall say, yeah. Where is thy victory? Whoa. Whoa, yeah. Where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? We all shall say that. Where is thy victory? Yeah, where is thy sting? Where is thy sting? Death, where is thy victory?
Day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm really gonna enjoy this marriage.
I'm having lots of fun, meeting whatever I want, receiving all the love, all the attention and affection, showing love whenever I want. I'm happy all the day long. Ooh, ooh, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. God has done this for me, all things are working for my good. All my pain is forgotten, all my past disappointments. The Lord has turned my captivity and filled my mouth with laughter. Oh, please don't call me soon, I'm loving with my man right now. Ooh, ooh, ooh. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. God has done this for me, all things are working for my good. All my pain is forgotten, all my past disappointments. The Lord has turned my captivity and filled my mouth with laughter. Oh, please don't call me soon, I'm loving with my man right now. Ooh, ooh, this is the day. The day that the Lord has made, oh yeah. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm really enjoying this marriage. Whatever I want, receiving all the love, all the attention and affection, showing love whenever I want. I'm happy all the day long. The for me, He has done this for me, and all things are working for my good.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. This morning, the devil has already been rebuked for your sake. And God is working in your finances. Amen. And today, I'm excited for what God has for us. Somebody told me this week that he can't believe that in our church, we are on Sunday morning, we are preaching about ministry and full-time ministry. And I believe everybody in First Love should have a crown in heaven, at least. What do you think? Oh, I can't hear you. What do you think? So at least a small crown. Tell your neighbor, at least a small soul winner's crown to attend this church and not do anything for God. It's a mistake. Hallelujah. And today is no exception. I don't know what's coming. Prophet has ended this powerful series on shepherding. And I know God has something else for us. And whatever it is going to be powerful. Whatever it is going to touch your life. Whatever it is going to save your soul. It's going to transform your destiny. Amen. So give the Lord a shout of praise as we sing our song of victory that declares that nothing is impossible. Week after week, we declare it because God said it's true. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust. At home, let me hear you sing. Nothing is impossible. It's impossible when you're trusting in me. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, oh everything, yes everything is possible. Come on, let's sing it again. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His word. Hearken to the voice.
The voice of God.
Is there anything too hard?
Anything too hard?
Now lift up your hand and sing. Put your trust in God alone and rest upon. Oh, everything, yes, everything is possible. Come on, give your neighbor a high five, a shout of praise, and let's welcome the preacher for today, Bishop Dag Heward Mills. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thanks a million for your blessing. In Jesus' name, guide us, Holy Spirit. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated and turn with me to Exodus chapter 19. I'm still on my shepherding. All right. Exodus 19 and verse 5. Now, if you will obey my voice indeed, keep my covenant, then you will be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the people of the earth. For all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Amen. Amen. We see God's plan was to make a kingdom of priests. Do you like the idea?
Yes.
A kingdom of priests. People who speak to God on behalf of the people. And in Revelation 1 verse 6, in case you think it's just an Old Testament idea, it says, and God has made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So here we see God making us, all of us, into priests. So we are attempting to all become priests. If we fall short, what it means is that a large percentage will become priests. All right? So, but if I don't do that, then a much smaller percentage of us are going to become priests unto God. Amen?
Amen.
Now, when we talk about the shepherding work, being a shepherd, and I'm sharing again from my book on shepherding. All right? What it means... Ah, you got it there. I don't need to do all this. Beautiful. What it means to become a shepherd, all right? There you see four things that are very important in shepherding. Number one, PVCI. Prayer, visitation, counseling or teaching and interaction. So I think we've talked about a prayer, have we, or not? And then number two, visitation. I spoke a little about it. And number three, counseling. I don't think I've said anything about that. And number four, interaction. So today, we are talking about interaction. PVCI. Okay? Interaction. Which is what has been affected by COVID. All right? Now, notice in Acts chapter 6 and verse 4. Bible is talking about us. It says, look out for seven men amongst you, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. That is Peter, the very first pastor of any church in the world. He said, we will give ourselves continually to prayer, okay, and to the ministry of the word. Okay, so P, the C is there, and V is the visiting, so that you can minister the word. Yeah. All right, and then I stands for interaction. So in the book Transform Your Pastor, I'm referring you to the book so that you check it out. Okay, yeah. Why interaction is an important chapter 44. Interaction is an important part of ministry where the pastor makes personal contact with the people and establishes an important connection between himself and the congregation. Amen. Are you prepared to do that? So you can interact with people. He engages in informal discussions and establishes personal relationships with all sorts of people. Okay? Interaction is a key outside the pulpit ministry that must be fully developed in order to achieve church growth. Amen. Amen. So interacting with people, very important. So, if you don't like talking or interacting with people, you must resign immediately. Okay? You like to stay to yourself. And we all do like to stay to ourselves sometimes. You get it? Yeah. And but interaction is ministry. Without interacting. Now, Corona has prevented us from interacting. Okay, Corona has prevented us from interacting. So it has virtually closed down church. So church is interaction. So if you are to keep to yourself, you are keep to myself. You get it? I want to have me time. Me timers cannot easily be shepherds. All right? That is number one. And then, if you marry somebody who is a keep-to-myself specialist, okay, not engaging the congregation, not engaging the people, you are going to have difficulty. Because basically, pastoral work is about interaction. Church is about interacting with people. So if you are a keep-to-myself specialist, all right, you are going to have difficulties. I'm not cursing you. I'm telling you what it's going to be like. Okay? So make sure you... And then also, the fact that somebody interacts with you, the spouse, does not mean the person will interact with other people in the church. Because that interaction with you right, is for a reason. It's to get a husband. Do you see? It's to get a husband, pure and simple. After the husband has been gotten, why do I need to talk to anybody? He's mine. Once he's got the ring, ties you with a little thread, and that's it. And so make sure you have learned how to interact. Now, all the good things, do you see, that you are going to have in your life come from the interaction. Ephesians 4:16. It says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted. You see, God wants to compact us and squeeze us together. Have you ever seen a foundation which is being compacted? It's pounded so that there's no air, no space at all. We are very close. People must find us very close. People must say, these people, you can't get into their thing. So it's airtight. It's tight. You can't easily come in between them. That's how they must find us. He says, joined together and compacted. All right? So that's how close a church is supposed to be. And it has all the benefits that a joint would supply. Now, your fingers would not be able to be moving if they were not well connected. You know? God has made the body so close that everything is connected. So if you hurt me, you'll be hurt too. If I'm hurt, you will hurt. That is it. You know, one day I was discussing with a surgeon. The surgeon was discussing a mastectomy with me. You know what is mastectomy? It's a cutting off of the breast. So I was discussing with the surgeon about this mastectomy. And, you know, people, if you are not medical, you have, when they say, oh, they're going to do an operation to remove this, you get the feeling that it's something like a socket and a plug. They're going to remove something like that. But if you see surgery, you will not be so free about saying they're going to remove this or remove this or remove this, because it's not as simple as that. The reason is that it's connected to other things. Wow. So when he explained the detail of the surgery, he was now saying that after they finish, if he does what he wants to do, the person cannot swing the arm again. Yes. And he said if the person plays golf, the person cannot play golf again. Because the breast is connected to what he was going to connect and is connected to some other muscles which are all connected. So initially you think it's not connected, but the way the body is connected, everything is connected. So you think I'm striking here, but you see that you've struck yourself. You think I'm striking. If you strike the Catholic Church, you've struck us. Yes. If you strike the Methodist Church, you strike us. But it's, when you are not mature, you don't know. You think, oh, it's them. So the body is compacted and very connected. That's why one problem somewhere causes a problem somewhere else. You know, one day I met somebody, the person showed me a pain in the northern part of the body or the southern part of the body. And I told him the pain is coming from another place on the western part of the body. No, I don't want to give the details. Yes, so just say north, west, south, east. Amazing. You couldn't believe it. I said, that is where it's coming from. And it was right. So there is so much connection between every part of us. And God wants us to be even closer so that it helps. You see, the Bible says that from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. Wow. according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself. One day a lion caught a mouse. Do you see? And the lion was about to chew the mouse as a snack. Like, it wasn't even a tea. It wasn't even big enough to be for tea. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, he's just having tea in the afternoon. 4 o'clock tea time. It was so small. So, yes, it was like a cashew nut or groundnut or something to the lion. Because the lion will eat so many kilos of meat. And the mouse begged the lion, please let me go. I am so small. And if you eat me, my children, I have children, I just left them. They'll wait for me. And they'll wait and they'll wait and they'll wait and I'll not be back. I beg you. And the mouse, and the mouse told the lion that, look, maybe, I don't know how, maybe one day I may be able to help you. And the lion smiled, and when he smiled, the big teeth came out. Eesh, it was very scary. And the mouse even thought that that was the bite he was about to be bitten. But the lion was touched and decided to release the mouse. So the mouse ran away. And are you so happy that the lion was so kind? Now one day, this lion was out hunting. And then a hunter, all right, had laid an elaborate trap for an animal like a lion. And this lion walked straight into the trap and was covered by a net. So the net held the lion. When he moves, it gets worse. So as he was there, knowing that today is today, this is the day. This is the what? The day that I'm finished. Here came the little mouse that he spared. And when the mouse came and saw the lion who was his friend, he said, friend, you are in a net. I'll help you. So the mouse decided to chew the ropes one piece by one piece like that. And he chewed this one, this one, this one, this one. And suddenly the lion was able to move and the lion escaped from the net. Hallelujah. So you'll be amazed what every joint can supply. Sometimes you think that this one cannot do anything for me, or this connection or this friendship or this relationship cannot do it. It's nothing. This is the nobody from nowhere. But I tell you, you'll be surprised. The mouse is the one who saved the lion from the hunter, little mouse. So I don't want you to despise any of the friendships and the compacting that God gives us as a church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So praying and interacting, PVCI, it makes you know people, and everybody you meet is going to supply something one day in your life. Don't think too far, because you may never know limited. One day somebody formed a company, YMNK Limited. You may never know limited. And he actually went to the bank for a loan. And he got. Yes. He got a loan. And that caused a lot of problem to the bank. And one of the problems they were saying is that, how can you lend money to a company whose name is, you may never know, limited? All right? Okay. So, interaction. Amen. PVCI. Pastors, do not forget it. People may join the church for various reasons, but number one, interaction makes people stay in church. It is what I call church cement. So if you want your church to grow, interact with the members and encourage them to interact. Number two, interaction makes people feel important, which is what they are. People are important. The Bible says in Luke 12:7 that the hairs of your head are numbered. So we are important to God. There is no unimportant person to the Lord. Amen. You know how it is when you close your eyes, you feel that God sees only you. Close your eyes for a minute and see. You see that it's as if you are the only person in the world. That is how important you are. You are very, very important to God. And most of the time in this world, we feel rejected. We feel despised. We feel not respected. We feel not wanted. So interaction makes people suddenly feel, I'm important somewhere. If I'm not important anywhere, I'm important in church. The way the pastor relates with me and the way you relate with somebody. Amen. Amen. So when the Lord told us that he was numbering the hairs on our head, he was telling us that we are very important. It is important for people to feel that they are important. And personal interaction is the key to making people feel important. Number three, interaction makes people feel that they are not just a number or a statistic. All right? Now, Jesus said, of all that the Father has given me, I have lost none. Everybody is important. Not even one person must be lost. No one is just a number. And no one must be treated as a mere statistic. Interaction is the key to ensuring this. Amen. Amen. Number four, interaction makes people feel that they are not objects being used to make a pastor famous. Amen. Because, you see, when there's a lot of people, then the pastor becomes more famous. What does the Bible say? In Proverbs 14 and verse 28, it says, in the multitude of people is the king's honor. So when there's a lot of people, it's an honor to the king. So when they go for rallies, they say, hey, a lot of people came. Everybody came. This one was clapping. People were happy and so on. So the politicians feel good when there's a lot of people. So that's a reality. A pastor also feels good when there are a lot of people. I feel good when there are a lot of people. I'm excited. I'm happy. I preach more happily. If people haven't come to church, I fight depression whilst I'm preaching. I try not to look at the empty seats. Yes. And every pastor feels the same way. On Sunday, you go to church, people are not in the church and so on. You feel down. You feel that, oh man. Okay, things are not working. All right? Now, number five, interaction is important because personal contact changes wrong impressions. Personal contact changes wrong impressions. All right? The Queen of Sheba had a wrong impression about who Solomon was. However, after having a personal interaction with him, she changed her mind. She was so impressed with King Solomon, she said, "You are better and greater than I thought you were." 2 Chronicles chapter 9 and verse 5. It says, and she said to the king, it was a true report which I heard. Howbeit, I believed not their words until I came. And my eyes have seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me. For thou exceedest the fame that I heard. All right? So when you interact with somebody personally, you get a different impression. So thank God for the impression you get when you are sitting afar off and watching. But I tell you, everybody you know personally, you know differently. Very different. You can know a person from afar, but if you know the person personally. So many pastors are not interacting. And so people have an impression, and you'll be surprised what they think till they have a chance to interact personally. And you may, your impression may improve or depreciate. All right? Amen. Amen. And number six, interaction is important because personal contact helps people to become more committed. All right? Now, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said, behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile. And Nathanael said, whence knowest thou me? And Jesus answered and said, before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the tree, I saw thee. And Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Suddenly, Nathanael's commitment to Christ escalated and went very high because of his interaction with Jesus. He suddenly saw him differently. And he said, you are the King. You are the Son of God. You are this, you are that. from an interaction. So people are waiting for shepherds to come to them. And one big man of God cannot do that. I'm teaching you how to do church. I'm teaching you how church work is done. I'm teaching you so that you do church work. And you don't just sit there and expect somebody to stand here and bless you. We have 190 nations to enter. And when we have our prayer meetings and we start mentioning the names of the nations, then you realize that we are useless. No matter the nations we say we are in, there is very little that we have accomplished. So we have 190 nations. And I'm telling you, when you interact with people, the impression changes. You know, there's an impression about every country. Yes. Derek Prince was talking about, he said there's nobody more British than he is. And he was giving the impression, he said, this is how we are, British people. They said, this is how Americans are. And he was saying things, I don't even know how they are. And he was talking about different, you have a different impression. Every country, there's an opinion that people have about every country. Yes. If you say, I'm from South Africa, people have a mind about South Africa. If you say, I'm from Ghana, there is an immediate impression. This and that. If you come from Nigeria, there's an immediate impression. Oh, it must be this and it must be that. If you come from Africa, there's a mind. This is an African, whatever, trying to do this. If it comes from Europe, there's a certain mind. I mean, if I produce a car and I said, look, there's a car outside. It's called Africania. And this is a new car that I'm giving. You immediately have an impression about the car. Is it not true? Yes. You'll not be sure whether the trafficator will be working, whether this, whether that. All these impressions are there. Till you come closer. Are you listening to me? Yes. Then you have another impression. Amen. One time I was with an American pastor and he said to me, there are only two African pastors I know who behave like you. I said, like me, how do I behave? He said, the way you conduct yourself, there's only one other person I know who behaves that way. And I was thinking, what is it? Maybe I don't ask for money, or I don't ask him for help, or I don't ask him for bicycle. You see, people write letters. People write letters asking, can you give me this? Can you send me a bicycle? This and that. I need a bicycle to do evangelism. I need this. I need the Bible. I need that. You get it? So that is what probably they are expecting, that we are going to ask for money or ask for help. That's the impression. So when you interact with people, so you may be sent to a nation and they may have a mind about you. I remember when we sent our missionary from the UK to Jamaica. Somebody told me, said, look, Jamaicans will not listen to an African. Yes, he said, people from Caribbean, they will not listen to an African. Amazing. But amazing, his church, the church is working, is full of, obviously, full of Jamaicans. You get it? And by them doing what I am saying, PVCI, you get it? That's our church right there, Jamaica Cathedral. Beautiful. All right? You see, that is the Rock Cathedral. You can see the beautiful cathedral and the offices right there. Full up. It's huge. And I dedicated that church. I was blessed to be there. Amen. So initially, they will say, it's not going to work. But if you go out, you see, love alone. The interaction is a ministry of love. And then they change their impressions gradually. They find out why you are there. You get it? And they find out that, oh, wow. So I'm showing you something that makes it possible if you practice the things. This is how to be a missionary, how to be a shepherd, how to practically do the work, interact with the people. You can't sit there and say you've prayed and then you are just interacting with the atmosphere. No. You must do that. Amen. You must go out and talk to the people so that you can even counteract the mind that the people have. All right? I remember when I was in Zurich starting the church, I went to somebody's house. Later on, they joined the church, so they told me these secrets after. But when I went, his wife said to me, he said, you know, do you remember the first day you came here? I said, yeah. Because I was going from house to house talking to the people, trying to start the church. He said, well, as soon as you left, my husband told me, this man is looking for money. That's what he said. Don't mind him. He was looking for money. Yeah, that was his immediate response. After I prayed with them, he received the prayers, everything. As soon as I walked out behind my back, people can throw knives, so. Yes. And he said, that is, this man is looking for money. But you see, after some years, they were all in the church. They were all part of the church. And they remembered. You see, the impressions they had changed over time. Beautiful. So I'm showing you, you'll be very successful in your ministry work. Amen. Amen. Interaction is important because Jesus Christ is our great example setter. And we can learn best about ministry by following his example. I want to do what Jesus did. I want to be more like Jesus. Mark chapter 1 and verse 16. Now, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus interacted with them. And he said to them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. So we are going to follow the example of Jesus. And number 8, interaction makes people feel special. Amen. Everyone wants to stay around someone who makes him or her feel special. If you want to be a successful pastor or good shepherd, make people feel special, not by pretending, not by lying to them. Not by smiling at them and telling them lies. Too much I love you, too much whatever. It's all fake. You know, genuinely caring for people, they get to know that they are special. Because everybody can be special. One person can make a lot of people feel special. Yes. So nobody wants to be someone who is not special. Turn with me to John chapter 10. As we come to the end of our interaction message. Now, notice the good shepherd in John chapter 10, verse 1. He's somebody who interacts. Notice, verily, verily, I say unto you. So this is the end of this message of interaction. And notice the good shepherd interacting. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Now you will notice Jesus continuously mentions thief and robber. Because the alternative to a shepherd is a thief and a robber. And people who don't behave like shepherds to you behave like thieves and robbers. They steal from you and they destroy you. And you notice that he says he enters. So he comes to the midst of the sheep. He comes into the midst of the people. He enters into the sheepfold and says, I'm here with you. Now, if he's not a shepherd, he's a thief. So you can have two experiences in a church. You can be loved or you can be abused and harmed. Yes. You can be loved and cared for, and you can also be harmed. Because here you are walking in the midst, sheep all around. You either steal or kill or destroy their lives or care for them, rob them, love them, provide for them. Or you kill or you steal, but you are in the midst. You've entered into the sheepfold, the sheep all around. You've come to interact with them. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. So coming in the right way, you get it, is the first sign that you are legitimate. You're coming in the right way. Yes. You are there and you enter and you are appropriately appointed. Yes. And that is why it's up to us when people are appointed to appoint proper people. and to de-appoint people when they should not be appointed if we have made a mistake in appointing. Yes. So he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. That's why John Wesley, you know, he always emphasized that he was a minister from the Anglican Church. When he was challenged, who made you to talk like this? How can you speak like this? He said, I'm ordained by the Archbishop of Canterbury. That's how come I became a priest. You didn't just make yourself a priest. So you must, and that's why when Jesus was challenged, how does he have the authority? He mentioned John the Baptist. So people must come in legitimately and properly, stealing somebody's church members, breaking out somebody's church is not the legitimate way to have sheep. Because I can come in and break a section and build a wall here in the middle and say, all these sections are mine. That's a thief and a robber. So watch out for people who are interacting with you but are thieves. And are what? Robbers. Yes. Now, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. So he's interacting. He goes in physically, they hear his voice, and he calls them out. So by these flow services, I've been interacting more with my sheep. Even pastors who, not that they intentionally want to cut me off, but their congregations are cut off because they themselves are maybe quiet personalities who don't interact. It cuts off the group that is under them. The flow services have forced a way for me to interact, because interacting means you talk and you hear. The people hear your voice and they get to hear you. The flow prayer meetings make people interact with me. All through the hours that we are praying, we are interacting. And he leadeth them out. He calls them by name. So interacting with people is knowing them by name. Wow. This morning I was going through a list of about 70 apostles that I have on my phone. And I was checking to see whether I know everybody's name. Wow. Because I don't want to relate with people I don't know by name. I need their name. I need everybody's name. When I say your name, your face must come. When I say your name, your face must appear. And if the name doesn't, the face doesn't appear, then it's, something is not working. So I was checking 71 names to see that every single name I know, when I say the name, the face is coming. He knows them by name. So you are a pastor, you have 33 members, and when somebody asks you, who is this person singing? I'm not sure, her name is Barbara, her name is Sandra, her name is, I will check after church. So obviously you are not a real shepherd, and people like to be called by their names. You have to call people, and if you've forgotten the name, you must secretly find out the person's name quickly. Like my wife, you know, she was once my sheep, and I couldn't remember her name. So I asked my roommate, do you remember the name of that girl? No, that was my wife. I forgot her. That's why some people are not married. It's possible. You can't remember the name of your sheep. Name, you cannot sit there and tell me, I don't remember names. Oh. I don't remember names. There's nothing like that. Those of you who work on an Akazo camp, you must know the name of everybody there. Otherwise, you are not worthy to be there. You are not worthy to be there. You are not worthy to be there. You will live on the campus and you are there with the people. Every single student, you must know the person by name. Otherwise, you have not interacted properly with the person. I'm telling you. Somebody come to live on that school for 1.5 years or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years and the person walks out, you don't know the person by name. You are not the right person to be in that school. True. You know, you can't say you are staying in a town, in a church, you are a shepherd, you are interacting with people, and you don't know their names. I'm telling you the way that God will bless you. You think the person is a mouse of no significance. You one day find out that that mouse who you feel you can't find his name, you can't remember his name because he's not an important person, will be the person that God may want to use to save your life, but he looked like a mouse to you. So he said it was one of those guys from that country. That's why I told you the story of the mouse at the beginning. Because I see that when they mention, oh, it's so and so, it says, oh, hello. Then your smile comes. Your what comes? Your smile comes. And the other face goes. And now you are ready to interact, say hello, you brighten up, you are talking, because you've heard that it's a so-so and so who comes from here, who is this, who has money, who is whatever. But when you hear that it's a little mouse, it's a little boy, little girl, oh, it's nobody. Nobody? One day you'll be shocked that mouse will come through the net and he's the only one who could pass through the holes, eh? Beautiful. That's the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So to him the potter openeth and he leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them and the sheep follow him. So to be a good shepherd, you have to go first. That's why I got married first, to see what is there. Hey! Yes. That's interaction. So as you are there, whatever you see there, you share it. Do you think the model marriage was written before I married? It was written after. After seeing certain things. Yes. Then you know. Yes. So he goes before them. God doesn't send angels. I'm sorry. God doesn't send angels as pastors. Because angels can't relate with our temptations. Yes. A pastor must be somebody who has feelings and also struggles with the things that everybody is struggling with. Otherwise, you have no man. That's why when a doctor is giving an injection, you say, sorry, I'm giving you an injection. Oh, just a little. Okay, just a little. Then, because you know what it's like when doctors don't like being given injections. When they get injections, you see how they behave. So a human being gives you the injection and he knows that he's causing pain because he also feels the same pain. That's why they say, oh, sorry, I'm just doing this. So he goes before them and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Amen. And a stranger, they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. So you are supposed to interact so much that you are not a stranger at all. When you hear someone, they say, no, this one, I don't know you. That's the difference. That's why orangus should find difficulty in taking somebody out. You know, sometimes when I hear orangus are moving around here, orangus are on the left, orangus are on the right, I just smile, because a stranger, they will not follow. If it's my sheep, it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to go. I said, people, relax. Relax, whatever they say, this, whatever. A stranger, they will not follow. Oh, yes. That's not what worries me. Other things may worry me, but that's not what worries me. Those that belong to me, they are going where? Yeah. No, they will not go. If the stranger has come, a person that they don't, they will never follow the person. If the person is not your sheep, then he may follow the person. Yeah. Yes, but he was never yours. Yeah. Why do you want somebody who is not yours to be with you? Somebody who doesn't really want to belong to you to be with you. Let them go. When the person stays, that's going to criticize, say many things, complain, do whatever. A stranger, they will not follow. So let them say what they want to say, but at the end of the day, they are so used to your voice that when they hear this, they say, your voice doesn't sound correct. Your voice doesn't sound correct. I think it was a rejoiner. I heard him describing. He said, this man described that shepherds will go to the riverside or lake or river, whatever, to water their sheep. And he said that sometimes the shepherds could come two or three at a time. And each shepherd has 1,000 or 500 sheep. And when they get to the water, they all mix up. So the problem was that how would they rearrange themselves? Because the shepherds were just relaxed. The shepherds were just relaxed. As their sheep were just enjoying the water. When they finished, the shepherds got up. This one is going this way. This one is going this way. And then they sing. They sing and then they speak. And the sheep, they just organize themselves and they follow the particular shepherds whose voice they know. Yes, a voice that they are used to. The shepherd will sing or he'll speak or whatever. And the sheep, they just realize. And the shepherds are very relaxed. Said, so, no, my sheep is going to go to him. And we came with 400. Now we are 360. Never. Never. It never happened. Never. And the shepherds are relaxed, sitting and chatting with each other. My sheep know my voice. Your sheep know your voice. This one's sheep know their voice. Everybody goes to where they belong. Sheep know their shepherd's voice. So that's why you must be always in people's life talking. Yonggi Cho said, the reason why women can be very good shepherds is because women have the gift of talking to children. They are always talking. Always talking about this, about that, about that. And that is a sheep. You have to talk. So those who are my sheep, they are always hearing me talking. I'm talking. That is how to be a shepherd. They will get your voice until they know your voice. Are you listening? Yes. Then Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. A good shepherd is somebody, you are the door of the sheep. Through you, the sheep will go places. You are their door. Through you, they go places. Yes. If the person is really your shepherd, it is through you that person becomes a door or a gap or a way. Through you, it goes to where you are supposed to be. Those of who are pastors and bishops in our church, you became a shepherd or a pastor through me. I mean, I hope I'm not saying something that I shouldn't say, but I'm just explaining that I appointed you. I trained you. You get what I'm saying? And there's a way through me you became. It's through the Lord, but I was there. Yes. He used me. Yes. I am the door of the sheep. I am the door of the sheep. That's what Jesus was saying. He said, I am the one, through me, sheep go places. You know, recently I was thinking about Yonggi Cho. When I heard that he was sick. You know, if somebody dies, you remember all the things the person did with you. Remember everything. I started to think of the times I was in Korea, the places he took us, the hotels he put us, the dinners he took us for, the programs we held, the opportunities he gave me to preach. You see, you start to see that it's through that person, all the people I've gotten to know through the years, just my association with him and being on that board for years and years and years. People have invited me to so many places, and you will never know that this person who is a shepherd is a door. He's the reason through which you will go to places. Yeah. So when you start slamming doors or nailing the doors, you realize that you are harming yourself. Then again in verse 8. Are you with me? I'm talking about interaction. I'm showing you how the shepherd moves into the people and starts talking. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. And again, I'm emphasizing, thieves and robbers are people whom Jesus is comparing and saying that what a shepherd does is not stealing and robbing. I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. So through the shepherd, you find food. You don't need to listen to talk shows, secular ideas, what to do, just encouragement, motivational speeches. Through the word of God, you know you'll find pastures. Amen. And again, in verse 10, the thief comes to do what? To steal. To kill. To destroy your life. So anybody who through whom you are destroyed is not a shepherd. Even if he's called reverend. Even if he's called bishop. If through that person you are destroyed. Look at the three words. Stealing. Killing. destroying? If it's destroying your marriage, or is it building it up? Is it stealing from your life? Is it taking something from you? Is it killing or ending something? Then he is a thief. And there are many people that are behaving like that. So if you are in the church, you are listening to me. If you are interacting with any pastor and the person is destroying you sexually, destroying your life in financially, stealing from you, killing you, destroying you, it's not a shepherd, it's a thief. The alternative to a shepherd is a thief. The alternative is the other thing you get. I'm telling you, there are things you get it in churches. Yes, you get it in churches. It's either stealing, killing, and destroying, or being shepherded, led and brought up higher. And a person is a door. Are you there? I don't care if you are not there. I'm preaching still. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. So you are now diving for the sheep. You are now what? A good goalkeeper. What does he do? Don't you feel sorry for the goalkeeper sometimes? Do they have a way of stopping themselves from falling? Like they seem to dive as if they are diving in a swimming pool. Huh. Do you have to have special arms to be a goalkeeper? A goalkeeper is like a shepherd. He's always catching balls. It's like they're trying to score against and he's stopping this one, stopping this one, stopping this one. May you have a good shepherd who will save you from being destroyed. Amen. And then verse 12, we are coming to the end. It says, but he that is a hireling, he that is doing it for money. So don't do things for money. And it's not a good motivation. And not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not. When he sees the wolf coming, he leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. So being a shepherd involves interacting with the sheep and interacting with the enemy. A good shepherd should have stayed to meet the wolf and say, what do you need? Why are you here? You want to eat, you can eat, but not here. Amen. Yes. So don't be surprised when you meet warlike shepherds. Yes. Fighter shepherds. Shepherds with blood on their hands. Shepherds who are ready for a good fight. Shepherds with swords. And shepherds with instruments to fight an enemy. Yes. Shepherds who may ask that, you don't look so kind and so gentle. You are always killing some. There's always blood over you. Yes. There's ministry includes war. Yeah. And it's fighting of wolves, even if they are in sheep's clothing. The first thing is to unmask them and say, hey, you are a wolf. You are not a shepherd. You are not a sheep. Yes. And then the fight begins. So all those who want just peace, singing hymns, singing what? Lullabies, sweet psalms. There's wolf and there's sheep. And if you're going to do well, you're going to have to fight off and ward off wolves. So are you ready for interaction with wolves? Yes. So we must all be ready. If you want to be Mr. Good Stuff, Mr. Good Person, Mr. Never, fight anything, you can't be a shepherd. You can't. Because all the interactions involve, they're going to involve a wolf. You notice the word thieves, robbers, wolves. These are not people you just meet with and smile at pleasantly. They are people that you don't just meet and say, hey, hello. You've come to visit me at 2 a.m. Wow. 3 a.m. What do you need? Sit down. Can I serve you some tea? Some whatever? Some rock bands? At 3 a.m. with a gun? Wow. You're welcome. Is there anybody, anything you need here? Are you tired? Can you sleep? Want to sleep? Shall I give you some jollof rice? Ghanaian jollof. Real Ghanaian jollof. Wow. Amazing. And that's what we do sometimes. We welcome wicked people into our lives and offer them honor. Amen. But God is showing us that we must be ready to fight out thieves. Amen. Everyone standing, please. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your holy word. Thank you for guiding us and making us good shepherds and raising up amazing ministry, nation of priests. Bless your holy name, Lord. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Build your church and let your will be done. Now, I want everyone to commit yourself to God that you are going to be one of the nation of priests, one of the priests in this nation of priests. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise for what you have done. Thank you for your power. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for your spirit that is moving, raising up shepherds to do PVCI. Thank you for the interaction that you give to us. We love you. We are ready to fight wolves. We are ready to fight thieves. We are ready to fight robbers. We are ready to deal with the enemy. We are ready to interact lovingly with the sheep and to fight with the enemy. Thank you for the calling of a shepherd. Thank you for prayer, visitation, counseling, and interaction. We give you praise and we thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. As every head is bowed, if you want to give your life to Jesus, want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. You want to be born again? I want to pray with you. If you are here like that, just lift up your hand in your house, wherever you are watching, and let's pray together. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Please write my name in the book of life. I am a sinner. I come to you. And I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me from my sins. I'm sorry for all I have done. Have mercy upon me. Change my life, Lord. Save me, Lord Jesus. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving me today. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you for saving me, for changing my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. If you gave your life to Jesus, there's a number on the screen. You can text us right away. And we're going to get back to you. Want to give your life to Jesus. Or you did give your life to Jesus. You prayed this prayer with me. Just send us a WhatsApp. Call us. We're going to pray with you. God bless you. And at this time, we are going to receive our communion. Amen. Father, thank you for this time of Holy Communion as we come before your presence. Thank you for the Holy Communion as we come before your presence. Thank you that you are guiding us by your Spirit and leading us by your Holy Spirit to doing your perfect will. Hallelujah.
Eat, this is my body.
Find your bread, everybody, in the house.
For you.
Take it out.
Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. It will sustain you, it will make you whole, it will give you life. pass over you. Ooh. When I see the blood, oh, yeah, I will pass over you.
Bible says Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, send David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. So when David was going to Saul, he took one, the best gift that he could take to a king, bread and a bottle of wine. So when Jesus took the bread and the wine, when God the Father gave us Jesus, he gave us the best gift that you can give to a king. Bread and wine. So now this represents the body of Jesus Christ, the best gift to mankind. Jesus died for the whole world that we might be saved. And if you are watching right now, you are part of us. Take the bread, the best gift for you today. Better than anything you can buy in the shopping mall. The gift of God to us, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Father, as we come before the bread, bless us, Lord. Let there be healing, and let there be a great blessing as we receive your great body, the body of Jesus Christ. We receive healing. Let anyone that mocks at your body receive the due recompense. But anyone that receives and descends your body, may they receive healing and restoration. The body of Jesus Christ. Now, for our sins, the blood, the wine, be forgiven and be washed and be cleansed by the blood of Jesus that takes away the sins of the world, the blood of Jesus. Lift your hands for your blessing. Father, thank you. You've blessed everyone powerfully. Receive your blessing. Heal every sickness. Heal every disease. Heal us of the plague, of the pandemic, of the virus, of death. Let us be healed totally by your mighty power. Receive mighty healing and deliverance. in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever is not working in your body, may it start working today. Whatever pains you are going through, may you be healed of your pains, your fevers, every incurable disease. Receives a cure right now. Receive your deliverance. Receive long life. Crossing of 70 years with ease, with blessing, with strength, with a clear mind. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you lack, receive it now. Every devourer and destroyer of your life is cursed right now. In the name of Jesus, receive the blessing of the Lord. And everyone said, amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.